Well, well, well. It appears that I have got a date too.
Really?
Yep. First one in what, 12 months? Wow, that's ages. That's what having babies does for you.
No, that's what being a game maker does for you.
What do you mean?
Rebecca here is a game maker. She makes men gay.
Okay, that's not technically true.
You sent your last bloke queer.
No, I did not. He was gay already.
Didn't stop you getting pregnant by him, did it?
Henry's dad's gay.
Yeah, but he'll be all right. He's got me as a strong heterosexual influence.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
Thing is, he wasn't the first.
So, Rich, come on now,
mate. 11 blokes she slept with...
Christ, have you been keeping a diary or something?
3 have turned gay. 4 were already gay. And 1 was bitten in half by a hippopotamus.
You shagged 3 gay guys and another 4 have turned gay. You find that more astonishing than one of them being bitten in half by a hippopotamus?
Well, to be fair to Zoe here, you sleeping with one man who's been bitten in half by a hippo is bad luck. Sending 7 of your 11 boyfriends gay is pretty astonishing.
I did not send them. They were already there.
Maybe they mistook you for a man.
Oh, and one day someone might mistake you for a man, Richard. Unless they saw your feet, your tiny child feet, all inky-winky tiny like dinky little Mr. Tumnus fawn hooves.
Yeah, footballer's feet, these.
Yeah, Sabusio footballer.
So who is he anyway? I mean, where'd you meet him? What does he do? Come on, gaymaker, let's have it.
Will you stop calling me a gaymaker? I am not a gaymaker. Nor am I the bender sender, the queer engineer, the bum whisperer, that was good, the fruitcake baker, or the promo of homo.
All right, point made.